Hello and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Thursday, December 2nd. U.S. equity markets all notably higher, with the Dow Jones up 1.8%, the S&P 500 up 1.4%, and the NASDAQ up 0.8%. All sectors higher, led by industrials and financials. Treasuries mostly weaker, with more curve flattening. Gold was down, Bitcoin was up, crude also up, which was a bit of a surprise following the OPEC Plus meeting. More on that in just a minute. There was no obvious explanation to the bounce in equities as we wait for more data on the Omicron variant. Speculation, symptoms may be more mild, continues to brighten investor outlook. Australia's chief medical officer suggested that there is zero evidence to suggest Omicron is more deadly than the other variants. On the defensive front, a Pfizer executive said he expects the company's vaccine to hold up against the new variant, saying, quote, "We don't expect there will be a significant drop in effectiveness." Glaxo noted early data shows its COVID-19 antibody treatment is likely to be just as effective against Omicron. Worth noting, the last 2 days prior to today's rally was the worst sell-off in the market in 14 months. Following today's bounce, the S&P 500 is still off about 2.6% from its pre-Thanksgiving levels. On the economic data front, jobless claims up slightly week over week, though still beat consensus. Continuing claims fell below 2 million and also beat consensus. All attention now is on the Friday, November payrolls report, with expectation of a headline print just north of a half a million and the unemployment rate to fall 0.1% to 4.5%. As to what this will mean, a strong print could bolster the case for accelerating the taper to start On that note, a number of Fed officials did come out today saying that they continue to be in support of a faster taper. In Washington, the House is expected to vote today on a bill to fund the government through the 18th of February after an agreement between Democrats and Republicans. Full passage and signature from President Biden is needed to avert a shutdown by the deadline. Elsewhere, there has been little progress on the Build Back Better bill or the debt ceiling, which needs to be dealt with by the middle of December. On the energy front, OPEC Plus ended its December meeting with an agreement to move forward on the planned 400,000 barrel per day increase starting in January. Oil, however, still ended the day positive, though there was no clear catalyst to the strength. As we noted yesterday, there has been commentary suggesting the Omicron-driven sell-off has been overdone, being there is much we don't know about the virus and little in the way of heightened restrictions that would have any large-scale material economic impact, causing for the demand for crude to slide. Corporate news on the day includes a Bloomberg report saying Apple has told its component suppliers iPhone 13 demand has weakened. The company has already reduced the initial production by the phone by over 10% due to a parts shortage, but this was supposed to reverse as the supply chain thawed, which apparently it has. On Apple's conference call in October, Cook noted iPhone demand was, quote, very robust, and the company was on track for a record holiday quarter. However, the company is now telling its vendors orders may not materialize, suggesting consumer interest has waned. Speculation as to why includes inflationary pressures causing people to spend less or consume less, loss of interest, and the lack of strong differential from prior iPhone models. Elsewhere, tech companies Snowflake and Okta reported solid Q3 earnings, both up double digits, and Boeing was issued an airworthiness directive for its 737 MAX airplane in China. It was up 7.5%. Laggards include Land's End, Etsy, Viva Systems, and Dollar General. Looking to tomorrow, be on the lookout for the aforementioned jobs report, as well as the Bank of Montreal and Canada Western Bank, both expected to report before the open. Thank you for joining us for the Thursday edition of the FactSet Evening Market Recap. We wish you all a wonderful evening. Cheers.